Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eddie, a former NET missionary in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I want to start this reflection off with a verse from Acts. This is going to be about the great apostle, St. Paul. And this is Acts chapter 9, verse 15. For this man is to me a vessel of election, to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. So I'm not St. Paul, I'm Eddie. I have been a month out from being a missionary in the Sioux Falls Diocese, been assimilating back into real life, if that's what you want to call it, for about a month now. And I'm just in this place where I've been praying about what the Lord wants for me next. And I think all of us are kind of can be in that situation quite often. You know, something big ends in your life and you're wondering what's going to happen next. And that's what I've been praying about. And I ran across this verse for June 13th of 2021 in the year of our Lord. And it is the second reading. This is going to be the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 6 through 10 that I'm going to read to you guys. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please Him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. These beautiful words from the Holy Spirit, from the vessel of election, St. Paul himself, really captures for me the distance that I feel from the Lord, the alien that I feel like I am on this planet, especially coming back home, being with my family, in kind of this secular, materialistic city that we are in. We are in the Phoenix Valley here in Arizona. And so many people just falling away from the faith, falling away from Jesus, making material things, making money the center of their lives, and wondering, you know, what's next? What can I do about this? What can any of us followers of Christ do about this situation? And through this prayer and through this verse, I've really been thinking about the Feast of Corpus Christi, which by the time you hear this would have happened a week ago, and the procession that is supposed to happen for Corpus Christi. Just that visible sign of the faith nowadays seems kind of rare. You don't really see a lot of processions going on, maybe depending on where you live. But Jesus himself being brought out into the world to be visible, to be seen by anyone who is willing to look for him. And I really like that idea. And I look back to Catholic culture in the more Christendom age, how they really brought Jesus to the people in the culture in very tangible ways. And I've been thinking about what I can do to kind of bring Jesus to the world in tangible ways. The biggest thing I've been thinking about recently is money. How can I use my money to support more things like Corpus Christi processions and maybe having like a feast for a liturgical feast for a saint? It would be great if Catholics just got together for just a huge feast to celebrate. Other things I've been thinking about is making ourselves liturgical, really living by the liturgical calendar. When there's a feast day coming up or a memorial, really going all out with decorations, making things look beautiful, inviting people into our homes, people, you know, Catholic, non-Catholic, Christian, whatever it is, and showing people maybe the time frame and the celebration and also the fasting of the church, Another thing, just real quick in work, maybe decorate, I don't know if, where people work, in cubes or if you're working at home, just really creating an atmosphere of that work is, your work is being sanctified. Your work is being just directed towards the kingdom of God. But I really want to go back to Acts chapter 9, 15, how God is saying to Ananias that Paul is going to be a vessel of election for him, and just really reflecting on how can I be a vessel for the Lord to fill up on this earth, just to profess Jesus Christ and to bring him to the people in any way that I can. There's so many different parts of our lives that we can dedicate to the Lord, and I pray, and I'll end with a prayer that we are able to do just that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we are away from you. We want to go home to you, but we also want to bring your kingdom to this earth. Lord Jesus, please give us the strength and the hope to do just that in every part of our lives. I'm not running from any opportunity to show you to the people, to process you out into the open. Lord, we ask for strength and courage, and we give you thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.